This episode is sponsored by Day by Day Book, a guided journal that helps you navigate the ups and downs of change while creating a life you love. For more information on the classic recovery or teen day book, go to livedaybyday.com. Drive types are important, especially as we create an action plan for change, because knowing what motivates you is the first step in choosing those behaviors or activities that keep your mindset, engagement, and stamina strong when you need them most. And I'm telling you, knowing something this simple will set you up for success in the long run. Welcome to Journeys Through Change, a podcast that inspires women to let go of the fear and say yes to possibility. I'm your host, Noelle Vann, an author, creator, and empowerment coach who spent years in corporate America helping innovators and leaders ride the waves of change with ease and grace. I now work with women to step into change and unleash the power they have to create a life they love. Whether you're contemplating a change in your career, relationship, health, lifestyle, or anything in between, nothing's off the table. I'll be offering up simple insights to help you manage the ups and downs of change and sharing interviews with successful women who took a leap of faith to create the life they knew they were meant to live, sharing their wisdom, advice, and all the juicy lessons they learned along the way. So get cozy in your favorite comfy chair and let's get started. In times of change, it's super important to concentrate on what motivates you, as in, what are the daily behaviors that elevate your mood and energy? I thought it might be helpful to share three categories of motivators that I typically discuss with my clients as they get ready to embark on any life change. I like to call these motivators drive types. Now, drive types are important, especially as we create an action plan for change, because knowing what motivates you is the first step in choosing those behaviors or activities that keep your mindset, engagement, and stamina strong when you need them most. And I'm telling you, knowing something this simple will set you up for success in the long run. Now, your drive type identifies what typically motivates you, why you make certain choices, or where you may get stuck. Although you might be drawn to more than one of these types, you likely have a dominant one based on your personality and preference. Now, I tell people this all the time, especially when writing in your day book, that it's so helpful to have this insight to couple with the patterns you start to see in your daily and weekly pages, because it will guide you to choose those daily rituals that are more likely to sustain your energy over time. Okay, so let's look at these three drive types, along with some helpful tips to maximize your energy. The first one is T, and that's for think. If you have a think drive type, your thoughts are what motivate you, and you're probably in your head most of the time. When you spend a lot of time listening to your own internal dialogue, as they say, too much of anything can be dangerous. So to keep your mood and energy high, it's even that much more important to concentrate on managing those thoughts closely, so you're not letting negativity, judgment, or criticism kick in. Because of course, that is the fastest way to deplete your energy and leave you feeling exhausted, helpless, and depressed. So we must stand guard at the gates of our mind, ladies, and not allow false beliefs and self-sabotage to get in. And especially if we are thinkers and are in our heads most of the time, we have to be super careful about it. I definitely fall into that category. And having been in HR for so many years, with 100% people facing most of my days, I could not have maintained my motivation to get up and do it every morning without taking that critical downtime each night to decompress. Now, since thoughts create feelings, if you are this drive type, it's important to incorporate movement into your day to bring those feelings up and out. We hold stress and trauma in our bodies, and this is even more prevalent for those of us who stay stuck in our heads all day long. So the more activity you incorporate into your day, the better, just to balance out that cerebral side. Getting outside in the fresh air is my go-to, and truth be told, I often have to tape up notes in my house that say move or take a walk to remind me to get up and get out the door when I know I am lost inside my own head. Believe me, these little things can help a lot. As we all know, change is inevitable. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere, leaving us to pick up the pieces and navigate our way through the unknown. Other times it's a decision we've made to step into a bigger version of ourselves or find more joy or fulfillment in our lives. Day by Day Book was designed to help you face the discomfort of those shifts in life that are pushing you to that next level of growth and learning. It's a guided journal with a simple tracking system to manage your daily well-being during challenging times, setting you up for success no matter what life throws your way. Join our community of over 15,000 changemakers and get started on your daybook journey today. The time is now to step into change to create a life you love. To get your Day by Day book, go to livedaybyday.com. Okay, the second one is M for move. If you have a move drive type, you are motivated more by activity and movement. Exercise lifts you up, and breaking a sweat is the best way for you to get out of a funk. If this is your type, you will likely have daily movement covered, but make sure you don't neglect paying attention to your thoughts and taking those moments of downtime needed to reconnect with yourself. Self-care is critical for you, especially post-activity, to help you relax and recharge. Physical activity is great at raising serotonin levels, but don't let it get in the way of pausing to check in with yourself. This is where journaling comes in. For those of you who are on the go, journaling can take 5 minutes a day, and you can even time it before or after a workout. I know you'll find it helpful as you see how mindset can change depending on the time of day or level of activity. All important to know as you're facing the ups and downs of change. Now, the last type is C for connect. If you have a connect drive type, you get your energy from personal connection. You're likely very social, and being around others or within community is what lights you up. With that said, finding time to come back into balance at the end of a busy day is the key to your success. It can be really easy to take on the energy of others, so quieting your mind and managing your thoughts are critical for you to keep your own energy and mood high. Also, be sure to incorporate time in your day to enjoy a bit of quiet, peace, and internal connection in whatever form that works best for you. It will do wonders for your outlook and will help to deepen those connections that you have with others as well. So with that said, which drive type best describes you? To find out more about your drive type, you can go to my blog on the website, livedaybyday.com, and it's titled What Motivates You? And just go ahead and take the quiz. It's kind of like one of those Cosmo quizzes, super simple, but helps you see things through a bit of a different lens. As we all know, we're constantly in a state of change, so be sure to check in with yourself from time to time to see if your drive type changes. What motivates you today could shift over time. Now, I hope this was helpful. Knowing what motivates us is important as we make any decisions in life, and it's just an easy way to identify what works for you to stay charged up and feeling your best, regardless of what life throws your way. That's it for now. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Journeys Through Change podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us and leave a review if you've enjoyed this episode. And share it with a friend or on social media to spread the good word, so more women like you can find us and join in on the fun. For more information on the podcast or Day by Day book, go to livedaybyday.com.